What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. This is Jonathan Barbero with Prime Homes. And on this one, I wanted to cover what I've been talking to a few people about. It's becoming, if it's whether you need to become a real estate agent in order to start investing in real estate. This is something that holds up a lot of people from getting into real estate is thinking that they need to become an agent. And of course, if you, the first thing you do is speak to pretty much a realty, right? These are the agencies, the hire realtors, and you ask them, they're always going to tell you, yes, you should be an agent first. Now, I don't completely disagree with this concept. Being an agent and then also wanting to invest in real estate is not going to hurt you, right? I mean, being an agent is not something that's going to hurt you. It gives you a lot more access. It gives you a lot more versatility. Now, the question you need to answer is, why are you even getting into real estate? So if you're getting into real estate because you want to flip houses or you want to buy rentals, being an agent is really not the best route. Right? Because while being an agent, the biggest benefit you have is you have access to the MLS. And if you're not familiar with the MLS is, the MLS is where all the properties get listed, right? That's where everybody goes house shopping, where all the houses get listed. That's where the agents buy and sell homes for buyers and sellers. So you have access to that platform, which is amazing when you need to run comps, when you need to analyze deals, neighborhoods, and all of that. But it's not really necessary if you're going to be flipping, renovating, or keeping properties, right? The reason I see somebody needing to be a real estate agent to be an investor is if you want to run a real business within real estate. And I'm talking about doing everything, right? Owning a couple rentals, flipping a few houses, wholesaling some properties. Also, if you were listing properties as well. So when you're going to be that involved in the real estate business, I think having your real estate license is very, very useful. Because now at this point, you can take that license and you can open up your revenue streams tremendously. But keep in mind that opening up these revenue streams also requires a lot more work on your part. You know, on what I did when I got started in real estate is I always partnered with somebody that was an agent. So there's so many people that are agents and want to become investors or are investors or are on that path. So if you're just the investor, partnering with these people can be very, very useful. Right? They help you run comps. They help you if you want to flip the property, they can list it for you. If you find properties that, let's say you're wholesaling and for whatever reason, the deal that you're negotiating makes more sense as a listing, you can refer it to them and you can get paid that way. There's so many different ways that you can work with an agent, right? So it's not necessary. I never got my real estate license, nor do I plan on getting my real estate license. I have my business partner, John, who is an agent. He's a licensed agent. He lists the majority of our properties. And that's what he does, right? That's his ability. That's what he has access to. So because of that, I partner with him and I do the investing side. I mean, we both do investing. It's just that he handles everything agent related. Any listings, pretty much any listings, because I have access to the MLS because of him. So I can run my own comps. I can look at the rentals. I can analyze properties. I can do all of that. So it's very useful, but it's not something that you need in order to get started into real estate. You understand? So if you say, no, I only want to flip houses or I only want to buy and hold, it's not necessary to be a licensed real estate agent in order to do that. You don't need access to the MLS in order to do that. You just need to find a good agent that can help you run the comps, help you analyze these properties, and that's it. Don't go through the hassle because, I mean, getting a license, you got to pay to get it. Then you got to hang it with a brokerage. And hanging it with a brokerage, each brokerage has the limitations and the restrictions and all that nonsense. And then you have quarterly dues and fees and all this nonsense you got to pay for. You know, so if you're not doing this full-time, that full-time meaning like that you need access to the MLS for your business purposes, it's not necessary. I really would not waste my money or time getting my real estate license. And even if, God forbid, you know, John and I decided to not be partners anymore, I say God forbid because he's literally the other half of the business. I mean, I don't know what the hell I would do to replace him. But if that was to happen, my next move is to go find another licensed agent. I'm still not going to get my license. You understand? One, because I hate testing. I'm terrible. I was bad at school. You know, I mean, that shit is just not for me. I'm not the freaking smartest guy here. So I would never do it. I would never go through that crap. All I would do is find somebody that has it. I have my abilities. I have the things that I can contribute. So then I find somebody that can do this. And everybody that I know that's doing this for a living, that's how they run their business. They usually have either their spouse or somebody else that is a licensed agent, and they are the investor. And this is how they run their business, right? So, but again, this only makes sense. If you're going to be a wholesaler, I think you definitely need to become an agent. Because as a wholesaler alone, you're just not going to make enough money. You know, it's just being an agent, it's going to open up your doors to a lot more things. Especially as a wholesaler, when you're marketing the properties, marketing the homeowners and everything, sometimes being a licensed agent gives you a lot more versatility. It gives you a lot more options in that space. So I definitely don't think that it would hurt you at all if you're a wholesaler. But if you're a flipper, you're a buy and hold investor, then being a licensed agent, I truly don't think it's that necessary. I don't know any flippers or buy and hold investors that found it worth being an agent. You understand? Even ourselves, once we start getting, like right now, we have enough properties that the way they're scattered out, it's still not enough where we need to get somebody else. So John lists all our properties. But once we get to a point where we're listing even more properties, we're just going to hire an agent to do that. Because it is so tedious to list your own property. You got to negotiate. You got to go, you know, deal with all the stupid questions these realtors ask you. And you got to go through all this headache, you know, that other people can handle for you. And you can focus on your business. So, again, this is not to say that being a real estate agent is bad. All I'm saying is that it's not necessary to get started in real estate. It's not. You can get started without being an agent. Just find some agents that you can partner with. I mean, right off the bat, the biggest reason you need an agent is to run comps. You need to be able to understand what properties are worth, what they're selling for. So running comps is the number one reason why you want to have an agent on your team. But that's such a small reason in comparison to trying to go and get your license. So I would definitely partner with somebody that you can say, hey, can you run some comps for me on this property? You know, maybe you give them a kickback for running comps, or maybe you split a deal with them at some point, or you refer listings to them in exchange for running comps. There's also other people, other agents. I used to have one that set me up as their assistant. So I had access to their MLS under an assistant access. And a lot of agents, I think they get like 2 assistant access that they can do. So, I mean, try to give some value to them as well, because they can, there's a lot of agents that sell their assistant access and they rent it. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, they can make money. So try to give some value to them and just become an assistant, right? You get access to the MLS. You can run your own comps. You can run your own rentals. You don't have to depend on them. And that's really much the biggest benefit of having the MLS. Other than that, now if you want to, like I said, build a business out of it and you say, no, I want to do some listings, I want to do some market analysis off the MLS, I want to go knock on expired listings, I want to do whatever it is that involves being a real agent, then yes, go ahead, go get your license and go find a good brokerage that you can put your license under. And by good brokerage, I don't mean the big name ones. I don't mean Keller Williams, Remax, all of those, because some of them, they have stupid fees. I mean, like, go find yourself a brokerage that's going to let you do what you want to do, right? You want to be an investor. You don't want to be a traditional real estate agent. So we'll go hang it with it. We have a broker here in Texas, Stepstone Realty, that's who John hangs his license with. And that's who I always recommend any investor to hang their license with, because they let you do your own shit. You know, they're a brokerage for investors. So you go as an investor, you can hang your license with them. They do a ton of like masterminds and webinars and everything about investing. So, I mean, it's a really good investor friendly brokerage. So I would recommend looking into something like that, depending on where you live. But yeah, just again, I don't think it's necessary. I don't think you have to jump into getting a license to get started. You can get started without a license. And if you have any questions, or if you see any bottlenecks or any issues that you're having because you don't have it, reach out to me, tell me what your issue is, and let's see how we can work through it. So that's it for today. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Keep sharing, liking us, reviewing us. Everything is helping, guys. This is awesome, the feedback I'm getting from you guys. So keep asking questions, and I'll keep making these podcasts. All right, guys. See you next week.